What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode. How's it going, pursuers? So this is going to be a quick one, quick episode. It's 8:30 on Sunday, and I've been pretty busy recently. So my pain has been high, work has been rough, and I'm still trying to do all things as unto the Lord. It is hard, and sometimes it sucks. And recently, I feel like I've been missing the mark. I've wanted to be a little vulnerable this episode. I feel like that I say a lot about, the last couple episodes I've been talking about, do all things as unto the Lord, that strive for excellence, while at the same time I haven't been being excellent at my full-time job. A big part of that is because I don't want to be there for the rest of my life. So that kind of got stuck in my head. But the big thing I want to do is this. I want a podcast. I want to have my own coaching brand. And I want to serve people the way I believe I've been called to serve. And I'm also in this season right now. And I believe that whatever you're doing, whenever you're doing it, you should be doing things as unto the Lord. And what that means is you're working for Christ, you're working for Jesus, you're working for God. And if that is true, if God is your boss, then you should be doing the best you can possibly be doing. And I haven't been doing that. So to not be a hypocrite, I wanted to come on here I wanted to come on here and just tell you guys, confess and just say, I haven't been practicing what I preach, and I'm sorry. The thing with why I'm recording at 8:30 at night is because on a Sunday, and normally I try to record Saturday morning, is because I've been working this weekend to try and get closer to meeting a deadline, because we've already pushed the project I'm working on out for a couple months out than what it was originally scheduled for. And my boss finally told me that he was skeptical we were going to get it done. And I asked him why, and he said because he doesn't feel like we were caring about the deadline at all. Didn't feel like anybody really cared. That he said deadlines just seem to be like a suggestion to you guys. And that really kind of hit me, because that put my integrity in question. And it, like, it felt like my integrity was on trial, and it was going to lose. So I decided that there was one thing that came up that had to be done by Monday, so I took the time to do it, to get it done. And get it done. So I did that yesterday. And today I worked a little bit to try and get ahead of the game for tomorrow, for the week. I'm also taking Thursday off. So it's like I can't not take a day off and not work over the weekend. This month anyway. And I'm actually really proud of myself. Just because I never worked on the weekend. I don't feel like I've ever worked on the weekend over the weekend. It's been 8 years that I worked at this company. So I just want to, again, be honest with you guys. I told you this is going to be a quick episode. But I also wanted to tell you about my pain, because I said in the very first thing in the episode, I was saying that my pain has been high, and it's true. There was a day a couple weeks ago that I mentioned it already, but on the previous episode, it brought me to tears. I had to walk away from my desk and just cry and call and ask for, as text friends, text the men's ministry I'm a part of, and just ask for prayer, ask for support. When I see my pain, for those who don't know, I should have said this first, but I have a condition called muscular dystonia. And if you haven't been listening to this episode, muscular dystonia, it's like a writer's cramp, and it goes, mine goes essentially all through my body, affects my face, but mainly my arms, mainly my upper body, my arms up into my shoulders and my neck, and my legs a little bit. And it sucks. And I wanted to say, like, I'm trying to talk to you guys who have chronic pain and chronic conditions, because I know how much it sucks to be in pain, but also not wanting, if you're a high achiever like me, if you're a person who wants to do all things as unto the Lord, like I do, it's really easy to want to use your pain as a crutch. And then two, it's really easy to just try to ignore the pain and try to be tough and push through it. And neither of those are the answer. The answer isn't to lay back because of the pain. The answer isn't to continuously push yourself past your limit, because that just puts you in more pain. But the answer, but there is a middle ground in there where we can endure the pain that is our reality. We can endure our reality. We can endure the pain and pursue excellence. And that's what we got to do. We have to. We don't really get a choice. We have to endure the pain. And we you pray. You ask God for strength. You ask Him to guide your steps and to keep you calm. It's easy to get frustrated whenever you're in pain. Trust me, I know. But doing all things as unto the Lord, it doesn't say ignore. It doesn't mean ignore your pain. It means it means acknowledge it. Acknowledge it in the things that you do, and do what you need to do in order to do those things well. I know that's vague. I didn't prepare as much for this episode, but I want to ask you a question. Where are you missing the mark? Where are you saying one thing and doing another? Like me. Like I'm trying to stop. I want you to write that down. What is the area of your life where you know you can be doing better, in an area that you should be doing better? Because what's that area that there's no excuse? You know it, and it's been nagging at you, and you feel it in your spirit that you know that you're lacking. Maybe that's in your prayer time. Maybe that's in scripture. Maybe that's at your job. Maybe that's just in the ministry that you're a part of. Maybe something completely different. Maybe it's with your family, with your relationship with your parents. Anything. Just pick one to start. Just pick one area that you're missing the mark, that you know you could and should be doing better, and can do better. Somewhere where you know that what you're doing is subpar, and you know you can do better. I'm not saying any of this, again, to burn you out. I don't want you to get burnt out, even though I think burnout is just a part of our lives. It happens, unfortunately, but it does happen. But I think it also helps. It also teaches us our limits, and teaches us where we can improve, so that then maybe we won't get burnt out in that way again. Because we'll learn how to delegate, or learn how to mentally endure the stress of the situation. But I don't want you to burn yourself out, but I do want you to be better today than you were tomorrow. Better today than you were yesterday, and better tomorrow than you were today. And so on and so on and so on and so on. That's the goal. is not to be perfect. It's not perfection. It's excellence. And excellence is one exceeding expectations. And it's also continuously striving to hit that mark. Striving to do better tomorrow than you did today. And the only way you can do that is to strive for growth. It's just want to do better. And if you believe you can do better, you can. All right. That's where I'm ending this episode. It's actually 10 minutes, almost on the dot. So, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you know, share it on social media, share it with your friends, give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And guys, don't forget, I'm giving away one free discovery coaching session to anybody that clicks the link in the episode show notes. If you're on YouTube, thank you for watching on YouTube. All right, guys, I will see you next week. Peace. Keep pursuing your calling. Do it well.